السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over the receivers, with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, with Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, we are again at a majlis of zikr, regarding which there is a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is a glad tiding for those who participate and engage in programs of deen, programs of zikrullah. Zikrullah is not only this majlis that we have of this nature, any majlis in which there is a remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it is waaz or nasihat or tilawat of the Quran Sharif, all these things are considered as majlises of zikr. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I'm just giving you the mafhum of that hadith, that the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they roam about the earth, and the moment they find a majlis of zikr taking place, then they tell the other angels, come, come, this is what you have been in search of, and it's taking place here, where are you going in search of it? So then they come, and then they hover above the heads of those that are remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or they enshroud them, and then one angel upon the other, they reach right up to the heavens and to the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala knows everything what is happening, but because these angels were the one who said that, are you going to send man on earth who's going to create fitna, fasad, who's going to shed blood and is going to do a lot of mischief? So now Allah Ta'ala wants to show those angels that these are also people who are engaged in my zikr and in my remembrance, and see what they are doing. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asks them that what were they engaged in? He say, in glorifying you, in praising you, making tasbih of yours. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that did they see me? He says, no, they haven't seen you. He says, if they had seen me, then what would they have done? He said, then they would have increased the remembrance of you. That means without seeing, these people are remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if they had been seeing him, then what they would have been done? Imagine what kind of a beloved we have, that we don't see the beloved, but we make namaz, we fast in the month of Ramadan, we give zakat, people go for hajj, they make tasbih, they make zikr, they make tilawat. And if you ask that person, did you see your beloved? He says, no, I haven't seen. So we may not have seen Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with our naked eyes, and we can't see in this world, we cannot see. We will see inshallah when Allah Ta'ala takes us to Jannat. But here we see Allah Ta'ala in His creation, in His khalq. We see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in everything. In every atom we see Allah Ta'ala. In every leaf of every tree we see Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. In every flower of a garden we see Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. In every fish of the sea we see Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. In our own fingernails, in our thumbs, in our hands, in our feet, in our heads, in our stomachs, in every aspect, whichever way you look at it, you see nothing but the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Where are we going searching? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is in our own hearts. Why do people give their lives for Allah Ta'ala? Have they seen Allah Ta'ala? But they're giving their lives. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was putting the knife on the throat of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, what a beautiful lesson he was giving to us. Allah Allah jab lagi halqum par chalne churi, Allah Allah jab lagi halqum par chalne churi, dam na mara اور نہ کروٹ لی ذبیح اللہ نے. when the knife was being placed on his throat, he neither turned, no complaint, nothing. Why? Because it was the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. Aise hote hain khuda ke manne wale bashar, aise hote hain khuda ke manne wale bashar, kar diya qurban bete ko khaleelullah ne, kar diya qurban bete ko khaleelullah ne. Allah Ta'ala saved him and replaced him with a ram, but he was prepared to take the life of his beloved son. For whom? For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, on the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. Aise hote hain.
Wo hamare dil mein hai, jab chahe usko dekh le.
This is what I was trying to get at.
Wo hamare dil mein hai, jab chahe usko dekh le, wo hamare dil mein hai, jab chahe usko dekh le, tur par dunda jise Musa kalimullah ne.
Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went onto the mountain of Tur in search of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He went for some other purpose, but after that Allah ta'ala sent down the wahi to him. But that Allah that he communicated with on the mountain of Tur, that Allah, he says, is within our hearts. Whenever you wish to, you can see him inside there. It doesn't mean Allah Ta'ala is in physical form or something like that and he comes into the hearts. What he means, that connection of the believer with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is instant, everywhere, any place, any time. Wow. Whenever he wants to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, he can see it. So this is the beauty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation, that we're seeing him everywhere. So Allah Ta'ala, yes, I was discussing that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, if they have seen me, then what would they have done? He said, then they would have increased their glorification, their praises, the tasbihat of you. Then he says, what are they asking? He said, they are asking for Jannat. Have they seen Jannat? He says, no, they haven't seen Jannat. So if they had seen Jannat, then, he says, then they would have even increased their ibadah, zikr, tilawat in search of that Jannat. To seek that Jannat, they would have increased their du'as. He said, what are they asking for protection from? He said, they're asking for protection from the fire of Jahannam. Did they see Jahannam? He said, no, they haven't seen Jahannam. And if they had seen it, he said, then they would run even further from it. Allah. They would forsake everything that was haram and forbidden. They would distance themselves from everything that is evil and vice and sin because of that azab of Jahannam which they would have seen. So Allah Ta'ala says, well, I have forgiven all of them. You stay gawah, you stay witness that I have forgiven all of them. And I have given them what they are seeking. But they say, but that one person, Ya Allah, or that so and so, he didn't come really there for zikr or for remembrance of you. He came for some other work. And then he sat down there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, I have forgiven him too. And then this hadith of Bukhari Sharif in which it is mentioned, Humul Julasa La Yashqa Jalisuhum. That they are such kind of people that whoever sits with them also is not deprived. Wow. Meaning those people who are engaged in zikr of Allah, in remembrance of Allah, in waaz, in nasihat, in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, they get together for no other purpose but the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So we must not consider these majlises as insignificant majlises. They are majlises which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's angels enshroud. We don't see with our eyes, but we believe the eyes of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Provided, of course, we have sincerity in our hearts. Remember always that human beings, become human beings, they become insan, when there are two things. One is ilm and the other is tarbiyah. With ilm and tarbiyah, these two things, or tazkiyah you can call it, a person becomes a human being. Wherever you will find animal sifats in a person, he is a tiger, he is a lion, he is a scorpion, he is a snake, he is a dog, he is a swine. When you get these type of sifats in a human being, then there is a lack of one of the two things. There is a lack of ilm or there is a lack of tazkiyah. If the person has got ilm but he hasn't got tazkiyah, then he will still have those sifats of those animals. And if he's got tazkiyah but he hasn't got ilm, then too he will still have those same sifats. Again, it reminds me of that incident in Delhi in the Jami Masjid, that one wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used to always come. His servant used to, Khadim used to hold his hands and bring him, climb up the stairs, and used to come blindfolded. And he comes in the first saf and then he opens up his blindfold, his fold. So they used to ask him, why do you do a thing like this when Allah Ta'ala has given you sight? You should be seeing, why must you come in this state? He says, what must I do? But then just to explain to this Khadim of his who was all the time inquiring, he took his hat out and put it onto his head. He says, when he put his hat onto my head, I saw in the masjid some dogs, some pigs, some scorpions, some snakes. He says, that's what I saw in the masjid. Very few seem to be human beings there. In other words, he saw the sifats that were inside the hearts of the people. Allah Ta'ala gives them that basirat. When the person controls his basarat from haram, Allah Ta'ala builds up basirat in his heart. After that, the person, Allah Ta'ala gives him that kashf. We are not of that level. So he says, this is the reason. So either there is a lack of ilm or there is a lack of tazkiyah. And Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Alayh, that great wali of Allah Ta'ala, whose grave from which so much of fragrance was coming out after his passing away, that people were just taking the sand, I mentioned many times in my majlises, until the awliya made dua that, Ya Allah, if it's going to carry on like this, how are we going to cover the grave? Then it stopped because of his taqwa. So he used to say, agar ummat apni ibadat, zikr, tilawat wagaira ke andar do cheeze shamil kar le, do par laga de. If the ummat has to put two wings onto their ibadat, one the wing of ikhlas and the other the wing of istiqamat, to ye ruhani aasman ki sair karne lag jaye. He says, if only they put two wings onto their ibadat, the wing of ikhlas, sincerity, and the wing of istiqamat, that means the person is steadfast. Not that few minutes the person is waliyullah and after that couple hours is shaitan. Little while waliyullah, then again shaitan. There must be istiqamat, that the person has made up his azm and irada and intention that I'm not going to return to this sin, then that's the end of it, he doesn't go back. Accidentally again, if he committed a sin and he made plenty of tawbah, he'll go back to his original state. But just that a little while in the masjid, the person is now intending to give up the sins, or he says, I gave it up. And as soon as he comes out of the masjid, again he goes back to the same sins. So that means he hasn't got the wing of istiqamat there. So if he puts the wing of ikhlas and the wing of istiqamat, he says, he will start flying and soaring high into the skies of spirituality. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah with these great sifats which should be in a believer. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ay mere khaliq hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat. Aap ki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat. Zikr se tere mil gayi dil ko hamare sad hayat. Zikr se tere mil gayi dil ko hamare sad hayat. Balke tere inaam se
زندہ ہے ساری کائنات. اے میرے خالق حیات، تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات، آپ کی ناخوشی سے ہے میری حیات صد ممات. تیرے بغیر میں ہی کیا، مردہ ہے ساری کائنات. تیرے بغیر میں ہی کیا، مردہ ہے ساری کائنات. تیرے کرم سے حشر تک زندہ ہے ساری کائنات. عارضی حسن گل پہ ہے بلبل کی ساری ہزلیات، عارضی حسن گل پہ ہے بلبل کی ساری ہزلیات. فانی بوتوں کو دل نہ دے، یہ ہے ہماری غزلیات.
On a flower that is going to wither, that is going to perish, that is going to die, that is going to turn to dust, the nightingale is singing away in praise of that flower, but it is one day going to wither and turn to dust. So he says, my message to you and my advice to you, my nasihat to you, my pegham to you is, don't be like that nightingale that is singing away the praises of a flower that is going to wither and perish and die, or has given its heart to that flower. Because when that flower is going to wither and perish and die and turn to dust, then this nightingale's heart will be broken. So give your hearts to that Allah who will remain forever, that Allah who will keep your heart alive at all times. Make use of the things of the world. Make use of the cars, of the homes, of the gold and silver, of the wealth. But don't give the hearts to it. That is my message.
عارضی حسن گل پہ ہے بلبل کی ساری ہزلیات، فانی بوتوں کو دل نہ دے، یہ ہے ہماری غزلیات. شمس و قمر کی روشنی ادنا سی بیک ہے تیری، شمس و قمر کی روشنی ادنا سی بیک ہے تیری، روح میں تیرے نور سے کتنے ہیں ماہ کائنات. اے میرے خالق حیات، تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات، آپ کی ناخوشی سے ہے میری حیات صد ممات.
Oh my creator, in your happiness I get 100 lives. If you are happy with me, then it is as if I've got 100 lives in me. But if you are not happy with me and not pleased with me, you are annoyed with me, you are angry with me, then it is as if I've got 100 death.
اس کا سکون چھن گیا، کتنی ہے تلخ یہ حیات. اس کا سکون چھن گیا، کتنی ہے تلخ یہ حیات. جس نے چکے ہیں دوستوں فانی بوتوں کے نمکیات.
The person's happiness has been snatched away. Those who give their hearts to ghairullah, when they start engaging and indulging in haram and they are persistent, they do not want to give up that haram, then Allah Ta'ala takes away the happiness of their lives. Their happiness is snatched away. Allah Ta'ala changes the condition of their hearts. Allah is the one who gives happiness or who gives sadness. Outside conditions don't affect the Ahlullah. Natural gham and pain everybody will feel. But inside the heart, that sukoon, he says it is snatched away when the person has given his heart to the idols.
Toba kare gunah se lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi. Toba kare gunah se lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi. حشر میں ہوں گے فائزوں بی بیاں ہوں گی فائزات اے میرے خالق حیات تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات آپ کی ناخوشی سے ہے میری حیات صد ممات جس کو خدا نے بخش دی لذت ذکر فضل سے جس کو خدا نے بخش دی لذت ذکر فضل سے اختر وہ پا گیا ہے بس حاصل لطف کائنات.
May Allah Ta'ala give us the haqeeqat of zikr. May Allah Ta'ala light up our hearts with the noor of zikr, of tilawat, of tawakkul, of yaqeen, so that we get some way in our lives, we get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Now these holidays that are coming, holidays are for relaxation, for rest. Those people who have worked so hard, that as I explained this morning in our madrasa, that those students who worked so hard, day and night they were occupied in their studies, they had no time for anything else, they worked so hard that their brains are about to explode, then they require a little bit of rest. But those who have been all the time watching television and cricket and soccer and football and here and there and engaged in all kinds of activities of entertainment and pleasure, halal or haram, then what kind of rest and relaxation they required? So this relaxation, rest, was for those people who had occupied themselves. The same in the spiritual field. The person has been making zikr, tilawat, ibadat and all that. Now he's getting a little dehydrated. So he needs a little bit of rest. The brains need a little bit of rest. So he must rest, have a bit of extra sleep, eat good food, be cheerful, talk to friends, visit, have some halal entertainment, so that he gets rejuvenated, so that he becomes fresh again for ibadat. That's what it was for. Not so that the people just go like how the Pied Piper pulled all the rats. In that way, suddenly all the entertainment on the beachfront here and there just pulls all the human rats. The Pied Piper's music, what else it did? It pulled all the rats. Now all these musical shows and attraction, what it will do? The two-legged rats in human form, they will run also. And then what happened to those rats? They became mesmerized. That's what happened to those rats. So in the same way here too, the person goes there and becomes mesmerized. He forgets the akhirat. He forgets what purpose Allah Ta'ala created him for. He forgets the giver of those ni'mats. He uses the ni'mats of that same Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala after that for that haram entertainment and pleasures.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے با
باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللہم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین یا رحیم یا کریم یا ستار العیوب غفار الذنوب خدا یا رحیم یا کریم یا ذل جلال والاکرام یا ذل جلال والاکرام یا ذل جلال والاکرام یا حی یا قیوم یا حی یا قیوم یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث برحمتک نستغیث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله
ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين فانك ان تكلنا الى انفسنا تكلنا الى ضعف وخطيئه اللهم لا سهل الا ما جعلته سهلا اللهم لا سهل الا ما جعلته سهلا وانت تجعل الحزن سهلا اذا شئت اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، او بھائی بلاود اللہ، او بھائی رحیم اللہ، او بھائی کریم اللہ، او بھائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او بھائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ کیئرنگ لونگ اللہ، او دا اللہ ہو ریئلی لوز فورگیونیس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز، او اللہ You are all powerful, you are almighty, you are all hearing, all seeing, all knowing. O Allah, we are not extending our begging bowls, our hands in front of those idols who neither see us, nor hear us, nor can avail of us. O Allah, we are not extending our hands before those who cannot assist us and help us. O my beloved Allah, we are extending our hands before you. Forgiveness lies in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that if we get forgiveness of our sins, then we will get peace of mind, we will get contentment, we will get happiness, we will get joy and satisfaction. We will get sukoon in our hearts. Conditions will change in the world if the ummah is forgiven. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness on our behalf and on behalf of our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mere Allah, hum aitraaf karte hain. We acknowledge that we are sinful. Oh Allah, we know that we have gone far away from the deen. We know that we have indulged in many, many sins and evil and haram. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are acknowledging each and every evil that we have committed. But oh Allah, we believe in you as a forgiving Allah. We have believed in you as a Kareem Allah. Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. Oh Allah, we know we do not deserve your rahmat. We know that we do not deserve even our sight, our hearing, our speech. We know we do not deserve any ni'mat or bounty of yours because of the extensive amount of sins that we commit. But oh Allah, you are Kareem, and Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. We know we are deserving of punishment, but oh Allah, you are Kareem, so therefore we are seeking from you rahmat and forgiveness. We are seeking from you bounties, oh beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Day and night we are committing sins, oh Allah. Our tawbah is extremely weak, oh Allah. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. Oh my Allah, even when we are making tawbah at that time, we are not sincere in our tawbah. Oh my beloved Allah, give us sincerity and ikhlas in our tawbah. Give us istiqamat in our tawbah. Oh Allah, give us istiqamat in our tawbah. Give us ikhlas in our tawbah. Ay Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Oh Allah, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive them. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights, forgive them. Ya Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You saw everything that we did. You heard everything that we spoke. Oh Allah, you are aware of every action and every movement of ours. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have ordered the earth to shake beneath our feet there and then when we committed sins. Oh Allah, you could have brought about humiliation and disgrace upon us when we committed sins in the privacy of our homes or in the darkness of nights. But oh Allah, how merciful you are. How forgiving you are, how kind and compassionate you are, how tolerant you are, that oh Allah, in spite of us indulging in so much of sins, you did not expose our evils. Ay Allah, you did not destroy us, you did not seize us, you did not paralyze us. Oh my beloved Allah, we are making sincere tawbah now that we will not return to those sins again. Ay Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. How long are we going to remain like the fox against our nafs? Oh my beloved Allah, give us the strength and the himmat and the courage against our nafs and shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that sins take to nothing but misery, anxieties, worries and restlessness. Oh Allah, give us the realization that it is only in your obedience that our hearts will enjoy comfort and peace. Ay Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Oh my beloved Allah, if you had snatched away our sight, where could we have seen the porn and films and the filthy movies with our eyes? Where could we have seen, oh my beloved Allah, all that which you declared as haram for us to see with our eyes? Oh Allah, how much of your ihsan, that millions of sins we committed with our eyes, and you are still blessing us with the ni'mat of sight. Ay, very Allah, give us the appreciation of this great ni'mat. Forgive the sins that we committed of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh Allah, we move our hands, we move our feet freely. So many people are paralyzed, they cannot even move from their beds. Ay, very Allah, but we use our hands for touching haram. We use our feet to walk towards haram institutions and places. اے میرے اللہ اب تو ہمیں معاف کر دے. ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم سیاہکار ہیں, ہم خطاکار ہیں, ہم گندے ہیں, ہم نالائق ہیں. اے اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں, ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں, لیکن میرے اللہ ہم کچھ بھی ہو تیرے بندے ہیں. تجھے چھوڑ کے جائے کہاں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. Oh Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Where do we go? Where do we go, my beloved Allah? If we go east, it is your kingdom. If we go south, it is your kingdom. If we go north or west, it is your kingdom. If we go deep down in the ocean, it is your kingdom. If we go up above the heavens, it is your kingdom. Ay Allah, where can we escape? Oh my beloved Allah, we are just fooling ourselves and deceiving ourselves if we think that we can escape your might and your power. Ay, very Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness. Ay Allah, become ours and make us yours. Very Allah, hamara banja aur hame apna bana le. Ay Allah, kab tak hum nafs o shaitan ke ghulam rahenge? How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? Ay Allah, release us from the chains of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, release us from the chains of nafs and shaitan. Bind us very firmly and strongly with the chains of your muhabbat, and the muhabbat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, in our lives only one chain must bind us, and that must be the chain of your muhabbat. Ay Allah, bas teri muhabbat aur huzur e paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki muhabbat ke zanjeer ke andar hame baandh de. Ay Allah, release us from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves. There is nothing but happiness in being your slaves. There is nothing but joy and comfort and sukoon in the hearts in being your slaves. Oh Allah, in being the slaves of nafs and shaitan, there's nothing but misery. There's nothing but restlessness. There's nothing but quarrels and fights and arguments between husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, parents and children, society members, nations. Oh my beloved Allah, in your disobedience there is nothing but chaos and destruction. Ay Allah, puri ummat ko tu nek bana de. Make the entire ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam righteous and pious. Ay Allah, bless each and every one of us with taqwa. Ay Allah, bless us with the noor of taqwa. Bless us with the noor of zikr. Ay Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts with the noor of khidmat and service to our parents, our wives and children, the ummat of Rasul-e-Faq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to mankind. Allah bless the entire mankind with hidayat of iman. Allah bless the entire mankind with the hidayat of iman and Islam. But oh Allah, those who have made up their minds that they are not going to accept iman, they are not going to believe in you, they are going to reject you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will create obstacles and problems for the Muslim ummah, then oh my beloved Allah, seize them like you seized Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet, oh my Allah. Destroy their forces, oh my beloved Allah. Cause their planes to crash in the mountains, oh Allah. Cause their ships to sink in the oceans, oh Allah. Ay Allah, use the wind against them. Use the storms against them. Oh my beloved Allah, use the gale force winds against them. Oh Allah, you have unlimited forces. Oh Allah, destroy those enemy forces that you can destroy عاد اور ثمود، ہر مجاہدین آف اسلام، اللہ مجاہدین اسلام کی مدد فرما، فلسطین کے مجاہدین کی مدد فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، ایوری کائنڈ آف آرمز اینڈ ایمیونیشن از بینگ یوزڈ اگینسٹ دوز انیسنٹ لٹل چلڈرن. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، سو مچ آف ڈسٹرکشن از براٹ اپون دیم. او اللہ، بومز آر رینڈ اپون دیم. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen, assist and help the Muslims of Afghanistan, of Palestine, of Chechnya, of Bosnia, of India and all other parts of the world. Ay Allah, Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Oh Allah, that masjid from where the miraj of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam took place. Ay Allah, today it is in the control of the Jews. اے اللہ، تو مسجد اقصی کو دوبارہ مسلمانوں کے قبضے میں نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، the territory is under the control of the Jews. اے اللہ، تو ان کو نجات عطا فرما. اے اللہ، حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. او اللہ، bless us all with long life, with good health. We are sick and ailing, oh my beloved Allah. Give us good health, physical and spiritual. Those who are in hospitals, the sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in the home, sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, our physical ailments and spiritual ailments, oh Allah, bless us with complete cure. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with evil passions and desires. Ha, where Allah, how long are we going to carry dirt bins in our chest? Ay, where Pyare Khuda, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Ay, where Allah, purify our hearts. Who else is there that can purify besides you? Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, zuhud, qanaat, tawakkul, yaqeen, with your marifat, with your muhabbat, with your qurb. Oh Allah, bless us with such qurb, bless us with such a bond of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ay, mere pyare khuda, tu hum sab ko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de, مغفرت دے. اے اللہ، ایمان کے اوپر موت دے اور آخرت میں جنت دے. اے میرے پیارے خدا، ہم بیمار ہیں، ہمیں شفا عطا فرما. اے میرے اللہ، موت سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plenty of halal and remove the difficulties. Oh Allah, safeguard us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ay, where Allah, safeguard us from going and borrowing on interest. Protect us from stealing, from gambling, from all kinds of haram, because haram will never ever bring any kind of happiness in our lives. Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have got children, make their children obedient to you and to their parents. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are not married are in search of marriage partners. Bless, oh Allah, both the male and the female. Those who are in search of marriage partners with good, righteous marriage partners. Those who will be an assistance to their deen and to their iman. Ay, mere Allah, jitne bhi pareshan log hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ay Allah, ek din maut aane wali hai. Death is going to come. Nobody will be left on the surface of this earth. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a casino, in a cinema or a theater, in adultery or fornication, with a filthy magazine in our hands, or watching a filthy movie, or trapped in a porn net on the internet. Ay, mere Allah, hamare dilon ke andar tera khauf paida kar. Oh Allah, put the yaqeen in our hearts that you are watching, you are observing, and any moment, any time, any place, you can cancel the visa of our life. Ay Allah, therefore, how can we be in haram when we do not know when our life is going to depart from our bodies? Ay mere Allah, when the time of our death comes, call us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke roze aqdas par hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Ay Allah, with us salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our lips. Ay Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, and especially, oh Allah, in Hajjatul Wida, every turn, every nook, every corner, every occasion, he made du'a for the ummah. Ay Allah, all that he begged for us in that Mubarak places with his 124,000 glorious shining stars, each and every one of them with the purified hearts. Hay Allah, when we go for Hajj, we say Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. And they too said Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. But oh my beloved Allah, what a Labbaik it must have been of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his 124,000 companions when they said Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Ay, where Allah bless us with also that kind of labbaik, that we are ever ready, O my Allah, to accept all your ahkam. Allah, the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made on that occasion after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made walking in Mataf, Mataf mein chal karke Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne jo bhaga tha, ay Allah, multazam se chimat karke ro ro ke jo bhaga tha, ay Allah, rukne yamani chhu karke jo bhaga tha, حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو میرے نبی نے مانگا تھا, اے اللہ مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے جو مانگا, and the duas that he made after drinking zamzam, and the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, and the duas that he made in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, اے میرے اللہ, what he must have asked for us. Ay Allah, the du'as that he made in Muzdalifa and all other places. Allah, bless us with the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our brothers and sisters with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the works of deen which are taking place except تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, ان کے اجتماعات کو قبول فرما, اے اللہ مدارس مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما, اے اللہ تصنیف و تالیف کی محنت قبول فرما, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.